on Daf Samach Bey Samad Aleph. Before we see the Tosfos, let's just learn a little of the Gemara. Let's again start Machzikin Yedei Akum B'Shvius. One is permitted to be Machzik Yedei Akum. Machzikin, the Gemara understood the Havamina, that Machzikin means that it's Shvius and we physically help a guy working on his field in Shvius. And it's Mutta Mitnei Darke Sholem. For Omar Rav Dimi Bar Shishne Mishmei Da Rav Ein Oidrim Im Ha'akum B'Shviyitz. Whatever cheshbonus there might be at the Rabbonon, Yesh Kinyin La'akum, it might be Shviyitz Bizman as at the Rabbonon, but Afal Pi came, with all these cheshbonus, will never matter this Issa the Rabbonon, because of Darke Sholem Ein Oidrim Im Ha'akum B'Shviyitz. Then he said another member, Vein Koiplin Sholem Loivet Kechol. You don't say Shalom twice. So the Gemara answers, that's wrong pshat. Leitzriche lememre lohu achzuki ba'alme. Machzikin does not mean we've helped them physically. No, achzuki ba'alme, we say they should be nischazik, we give them a broche. That's what we tell them. That Rashi says, Achzuki ba'alme, k'sha'imrim lo'isei meloch, ha'ibrim aleim, techzakna yedeichem. That is permissible. K'yod Rav Yudha omolu achzuki, Rav Sheshis omolu ashrisa, which also is a loshen of chizik. Let's go a little further. Ve'ein koiflin sholem. Lo'ivet kechof. It says right on this memre, machzikim, but ain't kaiflin shom. We don't say shalom twice. Rav Chisde magdim v'yoev lo shalme. Rav Chisde, when he saw a goy, so before the goy had a chance to give him shalom, Rav Chisde magdim v'yoev lo hu shalme. He gave them shalom first. Rav Kahana omalei shalme lemat. Avkana said, Shalma lema. Now let us see Rashi. Bein koiflin. And the other nice name, Shalma v'kechom neidake sholem u'dishori. We need a heta for this. U'mishun dake sholem b'chodes im nesag. You don't have to tell him twice sholem. Now let's jump down. Shalma lema. Blei hoya miskaven levolchoy ela liboy hoya l'rabbi. Very interesting pshat, Rashi says, that he said, mar is a title, sir. So when he said, shalma lemar, he, bekavone, he didn't mean this goy, he meant his rebbe. It's a very interesting chasam sofer, whether it's pshat and Rav Kahane. So the Chassam Sofer says as follows, aber kebei getzeichen zu am Arsho an Rav Chisde. Rav Chisde magdem v'yoyim lo shalme. Rav Chisde said always shalom first. Now why did Rav Chisde say shalom first? Because the minig is, if someone gives you shalom, so in return you give it double. So you say a double shalom. That was the minig. So Rav Chisde had no intentions of saying double shalom. So Mamela, so Rav Chisda wanted to make sure, so he was Magdim. He said, right away, so the guy 10 feet away, Shalom Aleichem. So Mamela, he was Yaitzer ready. That was Rav Chisda. Rav Kahane wasn't such a mahadal to make sure, to be on the ball all the time, to make sure that he sees the guy and he says him Shalom. So the guy sometimes told him Shalom before he had a chance to say Shalom to him. Now, so now it's Menschlichet. He said Shalom, you have to be careful Shalom. He was kaiful shalom, but he said shalom lema. Now the guy held, Mamish is calling me mar. I mean, he's not only the shalom, but he had in zinin the rebbe. So he said a loshen kaiful of shalom, but he wasn't even a yisa because he was machabim for the rebbe, not for the guy. Let us just go a little further. Vishoyalin bishleimo. It says in our Mishnah, Vishalim Bishlema, you're allowed to Vishal Zeshal. Like the Gemara, Hashta, Achzuki, Marzakinen. If you're allowed to be Marzak them, not to be Machazak them, Shalem Bishlema Miboy. Omar Rav Yeve, Leinitzacha Elo, Leyen Chago. Now it's a Shalem Bishlema, we're speaking about the Yen Chago. Visanya, Le Yichnas Odom, Le Beise, Shalevet Kechovim, Leyen Chagoi, Veyitin Le Shalom. You should not enter the house and give him shalom b'yem chagoy. Metzoy b'shuk noisilei b'sof rocha b'kay b'goyish. So pshat is, because if you go into the goy's house, you give him shalom, so feel that he's important, so go to Zavayda Zohar b'yem chagoy and he'll give an extra haydoh to Zavayda Zohar that he's choshev. He'll thank Zavayda Zohar for this covet that he received. So it's speaking about Yom Chago. So Zichel, we do not give them an incentive to go to Rabbi Dezor and to thank them for what they think they're getting from us. But Al Kaponim, if we meet them in the street, Al Zdake Shalom, we give them Shalom. So that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, I just want to say Rashi, and then we'll speak out a few things. So Rashi says, Hashtag zuki marzikino yedeyim bedibura bedovo ha'oso liYisrael kegoyim avoda shviyis. That means we're mechazik them. Shailam b'shloimam miboy kol yamay sashanam miboy. So Moses says, Liyim Chagam Lechashin and Dulma Ozil Umayde. I'm not afraid he's going to go, because of the Shalom he'll be made. Leichnas, the Kivin, the Achshve, Kulahai, Dulma Ozil Umayde. But if you see him on the street, so that we were make, you give him Shalom, even though he might feel elated that the Yid gave him Shalom. Apapike Mishum Dake Shalom, they were matter, Biyim Chagam. Now, I'd like to mention two things. The Maskonas HaGemara is that what it says in the Mishnah, that Vishoyalim Vishloimon, so the Gemara says, means B'yayim Chago. B'yayim Chago, even though there is a Chash, Dulma, Ozu, Umaydal Avaydazore, Yilata Vishoyal Vishloimon. Rashi in the Mishnah says something else. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Marzikin yedein ochem, ochem ashme mesayim, hashtem ashme mesayim mamish, shel b'shloimon kolayomim, vafal kolayomim." That's why Agamos says, "Vafal pisha matal alanochi shem shemayim, shasholom shmei shal kadosh bochu." So Rashi in the Mishnah says a different pshat from the Gemara. Rashi is a whole new pshat. The Chiddush is Shalom B'Shloimam, Shalom is Hashem Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afal Pi Ken, you're allowed to be Shalom B'Shloimam. Agmar has problems, the Chiddush is Yom Chagom. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say pshat in Rashi and in our Gemara as follows. He says, Rashi starts over, Machzikim Yedei Nochim, Hashta Mashme Messiah Mamish. The Gemara that have a minute, you're allowed to be Messiah Agoi in Shviz. Now, to do a Moloch in Shviz is Zicha Anissa Darabono. And the Mishnah says, Hashta Mashme, you're allowed to be Messiah, you're allowed to help the Wamata Anissa Darabono because of Talke Sholom. So then, if there were matzah nisa darabono, so what's that shalom b'shloimam? In what our Gemara says, shalom b'shloimam, he might go and be moide l'avaydazo. That's a grome. So if you say that I might be goyrem, he might say an extra moidem into his avaydazo. So this is a grome. If the Mishnah says I'm allowed to do a nisa darabono, al tzdarkei shalom, avada givis. I'm allowed to give him shalom, and even though shemo yelech labeidazor. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? So therefore, Rashi in our Mishnah If we will assume that I'm allowed to do a nisa de rabbanon to help him be chayrish and shviyis, so then shalom b'shloimim has to be, I'm allowed to do another issa mishum darkei shalom. Sasha says, yeah, you're allowed to be maske shem shemayim olam. Now push it, the shalom is shemayim shal kadosh baruch hu. To say shalom anedoy, that's a push it. So the Mishnah says, they were matter, as called it, they were matter to do a malacha de rabbanon, mishum darkei shalom. There were maske haskor shem shemayim alagoyim mishum darkei shalom. The Mishnah is very good. So the Mishnah is telling us perhaps a bigger chiddush. He allowed to be matlo shol. Shem shemayim anagoy. The Gemara starts telling us, listen, this whole pshat in the Mishnah is not true. He's not allowed to help a goy. Ein oivre mima'ako. So ein oivre mina'ako means that something else. So it means marzik and you'll have to tell him. It's chazik. It should go good. Finish. So then we don't have a problem already. So what's the chiddush of you allowed to tell him shalom? Fakir, even though he'll be I'm goyim that he's fakir. So the first you want matar and yisod darabon. I'm allowed to be mechazikim. So now it says a bigger chiddush biyoyim chagom. You're allowed to give him shalom, even though this might be goyim. He's over that way. The zoret zapsa agroma de lifneiva. You're also allowed to. So that's how the sam sefer is miyashiv. Maskonas haGemara and the Rashi and the Mishnah. Now, when I learned this Gemara, I had a problem. Our Gemara has a kal v'chaima. Our Gemara held. Oh, one more thing. The Chassam Sofer says that after the Gemara brought down Rav Kahane, so Rav Kahane opened up a new door for us. There's no problem whatsoever to say Shalom Tadoi. Don't think about the guy, think about the Rebbe, think about something else. So Memele, the whole Issa falls down the drain. That's what we learned from Rav Kahane. So to say Shalom a whole year to a guy is not Chiddush. I have to be Maskil Shem Shemayim on the guy. The guy thinks I'm thinking about him. I'm thinking about my Rebbe, I'm thinking about someone else. So Memele, so therefore, there's no chiddush whatsoever to say shalom a whole year, because there's no haskor Hashem Shemayim whatsoever after Rav Kahane's gilui. So therefore, the Gemara says the chiddush is b'yom chagom a year. It's agrome. He might be meidel avei d'zohar shalai. That's the maskonas haGemara. That's how the Sam Seif explained. Now, our Gemara made a hava mina. Our Gemara made a kal v'chaim. I'm sorry. Agamar made a kal v'chaim. Agamar says as follows. If it says, Hashtag zuki marzikinom, yideim b'dibura, you're allowed to be mechazik them b'dibura. V'dovol ha'osol li Yisrael k'goin avoy l'shviyiz, you're allowed to be mechazik them in something that is also for ye to do. So Father give us, you're allowed to tell him shalom. What could be the problem? So the Gemara makes a kal v'chaima. Madi chalat to be mechazekim b'dover sh'osol ha'osol l'Yisrael k'goyin avoyde v'shviyis. How can you mechazekim something that a Yid is not allowed to do? So when I first saw this Rashi, I didn't understand. A Yid is not allowed to do, he said. He's mitzuv in shviyis. A goy is allowed to do. I mean, what's the... If you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to say mechazek, a father give it, you're allowed to give him shalom. What could be wrong? Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is, or perhaps we're ending up with another Shvera Gemara, but I think one Gemara for emphasis the second Gemara. The Levush in the Chaim Simen Reis Tadik Ches, Sif Hei, in Hilchas Havdolah, by Havdolah this, we make a bracha b'yrei m'yrei ha'ish. So it says as follows. Ein mevoch, and this is Memesin HaGemar in Brochus, Ein mevochin al haner shaloi shavas mimleches aveire. You cannot make a broche, a boire meire ha'esh, an aner that was not shavas mimleches aveire. That means that the hadlokas aner was through a mais aveire. Shekiven shenasas boyisa. Since anissa was done on this nail, ein roi levoich al briyusa, say poirei, Rabbein Shom created Boirei Meyoirei Yeish, making a bracha on a ner, Shiloi Shabbas Mimleches Aveirei, the whole ner was created through Meleches Aveirei. You don't make a bracha on this Boirei Meyoirei Yeish. Now what does that mean, a ner, She Shabbas Mimleches Aveirei? Zok de Lavush, and that's a Gemara, Lefichach, Akum She Hidlik Ner B'Shabbos. A guy was madlik a ner in Shabbos. A mevolchen olo. Now to make a broche. Loi Shabbos min leches aveire. Zot de levush af al pi shehu lo yose yisa. What? The guy didn't aveire. Akim she Shabbos chaye misa. The guy didn't aveire being madlik the ner in Shabbos. Af al pi shehu lo yose yisa. She einoi mitzuve ala Shabbos. Mikol mokin, kivin shim hidlika Yisrael hoya iser. But if a yid would be madlik, it would be also loy shavas mimleches iser mikri. So it's not called the washavas mimleches iser. So that's the chmir, al koponim, the same problem we have here, we have there also, that's for sure. But there the levush seems to face the problem, and be moir a little of the problem, and explain pshat. There's a moir of the Gemara over there. The Gemara says that if a, and let's just make things more interesting, if a yid will be madlik and ner in Shabbos, the tzeir pikuach nefoshes, that's called ner sheshabbos. No aveira was done in that lokas and ner, that's pikuach nefoshes reiche Shabbos. Then you're allowed to make a brocha, make three Shabbos, boirei, moirei, eish. Make a brocha on such a ner. Baldik. But a goy was madlik a ner in Shabbos. And a goy is not mitzvah in Shabbos. So the Levush says, but since what the goy did, a yid is not permitted to do, that's called lo shavas mimleches aveira. So that's a chmir. Perhaps the oimik advarim I don't understand too well, but dachsich mir shtetach amiradike zach. Be'emesin, in Shabbos, the Shabbos is mechayev, shvise mimeloche. That the etzim yoim is mechayev, ki voy shavas mikol melachtoi. So therefore, the yoim is mechayev a shvise. A goy is not mitzuve in Shabbos. He doesn't have the, but it seems, but by being madlik and ner in Shabbos, there is a heder shvisa mimalacha. Good, the guy did it. There's no tainus to the guy. I don't have any tefillah to the guy. But that's called that the etzem hadlokas and ner in Shabbos is called meleches aveira. Yom mitzvah, nit mitzvah, acheres, hasheita, kotma, we'll start talking about, that's irrelevant. We don't look at the madlik mitzad atzmoy, we look at the, he is a ptur, he's a goy, so he's not mitzvah, but the etzim adloke is a stire to the whole mahus of Shabbos, unless it's because nefashim, then there's another mahalach. But al koponim, the etzem hadloke is a stira to the shvisa of Shabbos. And therefore we cannot make a broche, meitzoi Shabbos, boirei moirei ha'esh, on the esh that was created through the opposite of shvisa b'Shabbos, was created in Shabbos. That's what it says in the Gemara. So if we cannot make a broche on the ner that was hudlak, Al Yedei Akum and Shabbos, because that ner is a stira to Shvisa Shabbos. So how could you give a goy a broche who's being soiser the Shvishavsa Oretz? There's a Shvisa Oretz. The Oretz has to be Shoivis. And he's going now and he's being soiser the Shvisa Oretz. He's being Chorish. He's being Zoireya. And you're saying, Zayt Kibensh! Tischazik bin lachtecha. Somehow, this is not the proper thing to do. Zichri, he's a goy, he's allowed to do it, but to be mechazik, the etzim inyan, what is being done, we don't look at the doer, the oiser, we look at the zach that is being done, You don't give brachas on that. And could be this is very similar to the lavush we mentioned. You don't make a bracha boyim veirayesh on a ner that was hudlak in Shabbos to a goy. You don't. But aval pikein, our Gemara says. But listen, that's a ner is one thing, but this is not kisholim. This guy is working, and you're going to pass by and tell him to schazik. You don't know what this is going to happen. This is moiridik. You don't know what you're doing. It's a sadaqe shalom. So we were matter to be mevorech a goy who is doing a pula, which is a stira to shvises shvies. We were matter to sadaqe shalom. So the Gemara said, if you matter this, so samzei shei shalom aleichem. So what could be the issue? What's wrong in saying shalom aleichem? And the chsam seva is meisiv. Rav Kana told us, we say shalom aleichem. We don't think about him. We think about the Rebbe, we think about another Mchoshuv, and there's no Hatola Shem Shemaim, so what could be wrong? The Moses is 100% right. A whole year to give Shalom Aleichem, there's no Chiddush whatsoever. It's a good thing to do, it's like a Shalom, but they don't need a Hetzer for that. Hetzer is that B'yayim Chagom, there by giving him Shalom, the big Machshev him, and he's gonna go to the Avodah Zarah and say, Amoidim and thus. So there, your goyrim, your shalom aleichem b'yom chagom is bringing about that he's moisit in a avoidosay shall avoid his order. So you goyrim that. I would think you don't do that. Afapikein darkei shalom, you're allowed to do it. That's the mitzvah. But this is pshat somehow in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. Ashvis. Now, before we'll say over the Lashon of Taisvis, and that I saw in Pasa Shulchan, Taisvis had a different girsa than we have in the Yerushalmi. Taisvis can bring down a Yerushalmi. And the way we have in the Yerushalmi is very understandable in the way. The Yerushalmi says as follows. It says in our Mishnah, two aloches. Ma'zikim yedeinochem b'shviyis, v'shoyalon b'shloimon mitnei darkei shalom. Now, so the Yerushalmi has two mahalachim. Mahalach number one is, ma'zikim yedeinochem b'shviyis, I see a guy working in shviyis on a field. I tell, oh, go over to the guy. I tell him, listen here, if you do a good job on this field, you plow it well, next year I'll buy it from you. So that's all, that's about Mahzikim. So, I mean, he just got a business offer. So he'll plow very well. So I'm being, not necessarily blessings. I'm Mahzikim to plow well in trees. And I'm telling you, if you plow well, I'll buy it from you next year. That seems that's a chiddush, that I should motivate him to plow well. V'shoyel en b'shloima. V'shelem v'shleima means, you say, ayasha. That means, here I'm making a business deal with him. He's plowing and I'm making a business deal. V'shelem v'shleima means ayasha. I tell him, I'm not making a business deal, but I'm giving him a brocha, that ayasha, it should go good, and your plowing should go good. That's one mahalach in the Yerushalmi. A second mahalach in the Yerushalmi is as follows. That marzikin yidei akum means ayasha. You see a goy working in the field on shviyas, it should go good, tischazik. V'shoyelin, so this is like a broche. So what's v'shoyel b'shloima? Like this, according to the first mahalach, is good. Marzikin, make a business deal with him, that motivates him. Shalom b'shloima, you give him a broche, ayasha. So that's we understand. But if Mahzikin is also, you're not allowed to make a business. Mahzikin does not mean you make a business deal with him. You give him a yasha, we're good. So what's the shoylem b'shloimon? Be Yisrael. What does that mean? I'm like the gazach. You pass by a field and you see ye there is working on the field and it's shviyas. Now you don't tell him, ayasha, of koya, please, doing an aveira, shem b'shamayim. But you don't go and spit at him and say, Shege Tzkoi, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom B'Shloimo. That's what it says in Arya Yerushalmi. Right? Now, let us go further
Taisus had a different gilsa, so by Taisus see more chidushim, but just let's understand what the problem is in the Yerushalmi. It seems the Yerushalmi never wanted to say, you say shalom to a goy. That means according to both Mahalchim, the shalom b'shloima does not mean that you say shalom to a goy. You say a yasha, mazikin, you make a deal with him, or the second, that's our boilet, but al-kaponim, we don't find in the Yerushalmi that shalom b'shloima is going on that goy. So then it would seem a little that the Yerushalmi is not like Bavli. Bavli holds Yizikha Shalom B'Shloima. And the Yerushalmi would seem not like that. That's our Gilsa in the Yerushalmi. But now let's see Taisus. Taisus had a score on under a Gilsa. Let's see Taisus. The Yerushalmi Ike, Leman da Omar, da Hainu Charosh Bo Tavois. According to the Man da Omar, one Man da Omar said, this is the first Man da Omar. I tell him, you should be Chayrish well, Ulebaso shmite nesivna lominoch. That's taich marziken oivdei kechov. You make a deal with them. You were good. I'll buy it from you next year. Ule Yisrael amrinin yeyasher. A Yisrael, you can't make a deal with them. I first buy a yid and say, oop, you do a good job. I'll buy it from you next year. Shreim shamay. Can't do such a thing. But you know what you do by a yid? Yasha. Till like loim. That was Taisus Gilsa. You go over to a yid, he's working on the field, and thus, Tischazik, Evkoiches. Till like loim. Smirdik. That's Taisus Gilsa. The Ikala Mandiyoma, there's another Mandiyoma there, the La'akum Omar Yiyasha. Marzike means, I tell Ago Yiyasha, or the Yisrael, Shalom Aleich. Oh, the second lotion we can understand. The guy that's working, we can give him a broche, you're working hard. Shevkoiches, the word, tischazik. You won't tell him tischazik, please. So you tell him, shalom aleichem. You don't ignore him, you say shalom aleichem. Mashmet, about koponim, the way Taisus had a gilse, mashmet, the lekula alma la'akum osa loimo shalom aleichem. That means the Yerushalmi somehow, because the Yerushalmi said, here we see Klal, that the Yerushalmi said, according to the first pshat, Marziki means that I'll buy it from you next year. Shalom is going, Shalom, which means Ayasha is only going to a yid. But they did not want to say that, that according to both pshatim, that the Vishalim Vishloima is going on a yid, not on a goy. So it seems that the Yerushalmi held you never a shel Vishalamakum. The like is Shashalonu, Ochid, Layasrina, Layda, Kachama, Kfela, Shalom. Bavli holds you allowed to say Shalom. And the Yerushalmi, it seems, boiled, they now to say Shalom to a goy. Venire, the Leperisha, Yerushalmi, the Machzikim, Yedeinochim, Bishviyis, Bishoylam, Bishloimam, Chodamilsi, Shoymalai Charosh Bataboy. Not in the Soda Pasa Shulchan wants to say somehow Taisvis wants to be Miyashiv, the Yerushalmi, and not Bishoylam, Bishloimam is going on a Yi. No, Bishoylam, Bishloimam is, by telling him, if you'll be Chayrish, good, I'll buy it from you next year. So this is a way how to be Shail B'Shloimam. But it does not mean that you're not allowed to be Shail B'Shloimam Amish. It's only one bover. It's male, then it could be, it's no stira to Bavli. That's how the Pasha Shulchan wants to say Pshat in this shtickle of Taisus, Venir, not to make a machlekes. That they're not two bovers. You have to know how the gilsa was. He said, they say they're different gilsa. So it's all one bover. It's not only Yisrael. That marzik in the over kechavim v'shalom b'shloimim is all going on the goy. By being marzik in, that's a way of shalom b'shloimim. Shalom alamah, perish pekuntus v'yoyim eskav l'volchoy, elalibay hoya l'rabay. Amir dikertais v'spetzachim, v'yoyim eze goy nevdas abriyes. Amir dikertais, So the place is, how are you allowed to do such a thing? Now the Achrayim bring that, first of all, it's Tarkei Sholem. Second of all, Mishum Eive. You don't have to, I mean, this is a Retzach Haim. I give him a smile, I say, Shalom Alechem, and I'm thinking of the Rebbe, Shalom Lamar, and he feels good. It's not, this doesn't fall to the Gnev, Goynev Das Abris. And it's Mutter, if it is Goynev Das, it's Mutter, Mishum Eivo, it's Mutter, Mishum Darkei Shalom, that's what the Chassam Sefer says. And the Mephoshim, the Mitzvah Eson, brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he was Mishtachebe 7 times to Esau. So Dachsman, Targum Yonis, and Benazil says he was Mishtachebe to the Shechina, to the Rebbein Shloilem. He had no intentions to be Mishtachebe, to be Machni himself to Esau. So the Mele and Esau felt very good about the whole thing. So it seems this does not fall into the category of Goynev Das Abris. Balchinam Perish came, Blei Kam Eladen Koiflan Lei Sholem. So we had mentioned before the Chassam Sefer that that's the whole pshat in Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane was not Magdim Sholem, so he had to be Koiflan Sholem. That's why he had in Zinin to Gal Rabbi. Abal Kaponam Tesis is Chelek and Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. An interesting story. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda have a Yosvi. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda were sitting. Cholef or Ozel Gneive. Now there was an Amoira Gneive. He was passing by. Amal Echad L'Chavrei, so these, now Rav Huna and Rav Chisda had a problem. Should they be Mechabedim? So one said, Neike Mikamim, we have to stand up for him. The Bar Uyen Hu, he's a Talmud Chochem, we have to stand up for him. Amal Lei, so the other one said, Mikamim Palgo Neikum. He says about machloikis. What does Rashi say? Baruyin ben Teire, palgo choylek al hachachomim, shoye metzari lo ma'ukve, shoye abbezn, kedemrine beperikame. I mean, the Gemara says, I mean, to understand what this Geneva was, ma'ukve said on this Geneva, he was so much metzairim, he said, Kamatzairili tuve vleimotzina de ekenbu. He said, the one that Zion says that Ma'ukve said, I can't be stable. The tzar he heard from Geneve. So Memele, so the other man, the Yomar said, so he said, how should we give him cover? He's a Ma'amach Loikens, he's Matzair Ma'ukve. Fine. So they're in the middle of Shmuzin. He was a big Talmud Chacham, this Gneve. He understood everything was flying over here. He came ready, they're being mefalpo what to do, and he comes to them. Omaluhu, Shalma Aleichem Malki, Shalma Aleichem Malki. He gives them Shalom. Omaluhu, Menoloch, the Rabbonon, Ikrim Olochem. Who told you, giving us, calling us kings now? Who told you Tamid Chamim are called kings? Amalohu, Zechsiv, B, Melochim, Yimloichu, the Torah speaking, and B, through me, through the Torah, Melochim, Yimloichu, that Melochim become, the coronated, they become kings through me. So you see that Talmud Chochem is called Amalek. Omrulei, Umenoloch, the Kaflin and Shalma Lamalchi. And who told you that you say twice Shalom to Amalek? Amalohu, the Omar Rav Yudah Marav, Minayin Shekoifel and Shalom Lamelech, Shenema Beruach, Lovshos, Amosai, Reish HaShalishim, Lecho David, Vimcha Ben Yishai, Shalom, Shalom Lecho. That's what it said. So they told them Shalom. Now, it's a very interesting story over here that, came over to them, he told them, he called them Malachim, he called them Shalom. He was a very smart man, this Gneve. He was, so the Ein Elio says, Pshat, he, first of all, he wanted to tell him, he said, you have to know, Talmud Chochem is a Melech. But he said, Shalom Malach, you're a Melech. And you know there's a klal, a melech shemochel al kvoidei en kvoidei mochel. So I know you have kindness with ma'ukve. Well, I can't be moichel him. I have to do what I feel is right. Melech shemochel al kvoidei en kvoidei mochel. This is kvoid ha'teira, this is my kovid. So memele, so that was number one. He wanted to tell him, it's not stamazai, we're pasha the people. This is a machlitis of malachim, and I can't be moichel my kovid. Elach shemochel kvoidei en kvoidei mochel. And then, he wanted to tell them something else also. Be malachim yim loichel. He told them, the fadina that the Talmud Chacham is called a melech. So it says, be malachim yim loichel. So he says that, he says as follows. The Gemara says, and then Elio says this. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, the Gemara says, that in Bavel, the Gemara says Bab Metzia, that in Bavel, Neigim Kovig Zelazer, the Kolechot Mamlech Es Chavele. That means in Bavel, the Talmidim were, each one was like a Rebbe, because each one learned from the other ones, each one was Mechabed, one stood up for the other, each one had a Din Rebbe. So he said, Be Melachim Yimleichel. That means through Torah, the Melachim, the kings, Yimleichel Amamlech others. I mean, they don't look like they're kings themselves, they're Amamlech others. So Rabbi said, you're kings, but you know I'm also a king. Don't sit there when I pass by. I'll stand up for you, I'm a Chabad you also. Shalom Aleichem Melech, I forgive you Shalom, I'm a Chabad you, but it's a two-way street. That's what he was telling them. And then he hoped they got the message. Al-Kaponim, Amr-Amr-Lei, Litoim Mar Midi, maybe you want to eat something? Amr-Lehu, Hochi Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Osolei Le'odom, שייתן כלומה, שייתן מאחר לבהמתוי, שנמה ונוסעתי, עשב בסעותך לבנתךו, והודו ואכלתו וסעבותו, נשים שלו שוויידי גם לבהמה, and here the Einel Yo also wants to say how this comes in, Pesach, the Pesach, the Pesach, he wants to say, the Gemara in Chagiga says that a person in three ways is similar to a malach, in three ways, he's similar to a behemoth. He has similarities to a malach and to behemoth. Lagabi das, he's like a malach. Lagabi is oichel, b'sheise, he's like a behemoth. So he is. So he wanted to tell them that lagabi, the inyonim, the chelek abahami that a person has, then the behemoth is more choshev than him. Behemoth kodmoch, and therefore you're not allowed to eat till you give the behemoth to eat. There's a chelek abahami in the person. But there's a chelek alakami mal, there's a chelek of das, the das is a melech. That means he wanted to tell them that there's two chalokim in the Odom, and one is not a stira to the other. Mitzad the chelek abahami sheboi, so behemah kodmach, so not allowed to eat. Mitzad the das sheboi, I'm a melech. And there's another ha'or over here, what Dana Lea also speaks about, just say over the ha'or, Osolei la'odom sheyitayim klum at sheyitayim machal abemtoi. So the halacha was saying that te'ime is also. And I think the Gemara in Brachas says, Osolei la'odom sheyoychal, not sheyitayim, te'ime is. And the Gemara is arrived, and the Sati Yeseh besotchul ibamtecho, vihodo v'chalto v'savoto. So, Pakert, it says, achila sheyesh bo yisviyeh. So, this is a ha'or. He built on this posik that is an isa teime, and the posik says, Vakert, you have to give first to the baim, and then you'll be vachalpa visavota. So, this is the Enelio speaks about. Hotman Allah Hanizokin, let us start the next parish. Ezer Hashem. Ha'ima hiskabel getzer leishti. A person goes over to a shliach and he says, his kabel gets a lishti. Be a shliach le kabola for my wife. Hoi heilich gets a lishti. Or be a shliach le heiloche. Himrotzo lachzel yachzo. Now later he has charote. He's allowed to have charote. Let us see Rashi. Ta'imar his kabel, lotzal lavzal habal yaksa. He can net charot the get choivulo. It's a choiv on isha to become his gareshes. Vein chovin lo odom elo midaitoi. Li oses lo ishliach lechaivosa. To become a shliach lechaivosa, you need a mini ashlichas of this. You can't become by a schus to zochin lo odom shalai bafon, like you become a shliach shalai midaitoi. But a choiv, you need his das to become a shliach. So therefore, if I'm telling a person, be a shliach lekabola for this isha, I can't do such a thing. She never becomes a shliach lekabola. So we'll see in the Gemara, so all he does become is a shliach lehiloche. So if I want, so Kozman, it's not given over to Risha, I can be chayzer. That's the yotz alavzo, imrotz alavzo yasa. Right. O isha sha'omra iskaba ligiti. What if an isha made a shliach lekabola? Imrotz alavzo lo yasa. Now, he gave over to the shliach. So she's giget already. That's a shliach lekabola, and he gives over the get to the shliach. So he's finished. She's giget. Imrotz alavzo lo yasa. Zot Rashi, nothing. Lo yasa. Given the ihi shavisa shliach. She made this person a shliach. Arei hu ki yodo. Then he's garsha miyat bekabolo se shoze. He became nizgarish right away. Lefichoch. Im om aloi. So the Mishnah continues further. Lefichoch. Im om aloi habal. I efshi shetekabolo. Since this is the case. The case is that you can't be chayzer. The case is that you can't be chayzer by a shlich lekabolo. Lefikach im oma loy abal tebal told the shliach I efshi shetekabolo. I don't want you to be a shliach lekabolo. Elohilach betenlo im rotz alach zoyas. Then he can be chayzer. Abshim gamli loy ma afay meres tuli giti im rotz alach zoyas. Abshim gamli says not tafka loshen of his kabul is makes a shliach lekabolo. Now tuli giti also makes a shliach lekabolo. Let us see Rashi. Lefichach, given the amoron in Yochalatza, since we said that when she made a shlich lekabola, it can't be chayzer, it's finished and over with. Ein loyta kon elavza elam kein oma loyabalo ze shosa saoisa shlich lekabola iyevshi shetakabola liyeskiyoda. I don't want. When I'm giving over the get, I don't want that in this geirishin, you should be a shlich lekabola. El a shlich shalita ilo elicha lo yoda. I want you to be a shlich lo elochem. So therefore, im rotza lachzer, kolz man shlichi get lo yoda, yachzer. She'eino mizgaresh, es ala midasa megaresh. Verei oma lo ye get, at shigi a get lo yoda. So here, Emerson, Rashi seems to be saying, Napshad is, I'm making you a shlich lekabola. You can't make a shlich lekabola. I mean, she made a shlich lekabola. Who are you to be mabatel a shlich? But you need my das on gerish, and I don't want that the gerish should be chal now with your kabola, and that I'm a bailam. You can be shlich over today till tomorrow. I want that the gerish should be chal when she gets the get. That's what's in the Evshi. I don't want that the Geirishin, you can be a shlich lekabola, but I don't want the Geirishin should be chal till she gets the get. So Memele, so then the din is, Shigiget Liyot. Avimeres tul ligiti loshin kabolo. That's what Rabshim Lemusas tul is a loshin kabolo. Ha'ayma his kabol, Birushalmi tome his kabol achanezo. In Yerushalmi it says this peirik after the fifth peirik, we hear. Va'achav mishochse, and then comes mishochse, that's our side. V'chenir lebeinatam. Da'nezokim tone bosa ha'sheleich, what's the side of the prokim? Shem da'ayri b'mili da'havyem imnei tikkun ha'olam. Ha'sheleich started tikkun ha'olam, and da'nezokim is also tikkun ha'olam, so we got into the subject of tikkun ha'olam, so we learned the whole peirik of tikkun ha'olam. Vahashta hodel emilse. Now we finished tikkun olam perikon azok, and now we're going back to shliches. We start off with hasheleach, which is speaking about shliches. Vahashta hodel emilse da'iri b'shliches. Va'aydi da'iri Vayimel Lishnaim, so we're back to Shlitas. Now, in Perik HaOmer, it speaks about Vayimel Lishnaim Tnu Oilishloishe Kisvu Tnu. We speak about that, that someone tells someone to write a get for him. Tonebasre Misha Ochzai, the Ayrinami Vayimel Kisvu, that Misha Ochzai Kodaikis says Kisvu. Vayidi the Tone be Misha Ochzai be Megoreshes, Vayin Megoreshes. Tone Basri Azairik, the Tone Ba Machza, Machza, Migureshes, the Eino Migureshes.